السلام عليكم.
الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. الحمد لله، we are blessed to have Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a messenger of Allah azza wa jal. So we accept him as a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah azza wa jal himself declared in the Quran, in every adhan, in every iqamat, in every salah, this is repeated over and over. So we have clear and firm belief that Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was the messenger of Allah azza wa jal. However, this belief and this knowledge that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was the prophet of God, this knowledge has certain conditions attached. In our daily life, we know certain facts, but many of these facts that we know and even acknowledge do not have any personal impact on our lives. For example, we know that somebody is the husband of somebody, and we can even make a statement that I know that this person is husband of somebody. That is knowledge and factual information that we have. But it may not have any impact on us. In business, you know that this business belongs to such and such person. Okay. So what? What does it have to do with me? This person, he is a manager of such and such company. This is a statement. A matter of fact, I know that very clearly. But what does it have to do with me? Many of these things that we know and that we clearly understand and even acknowledge may not have any impact on our personal lives. When we make a statement, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we say, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, I witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the servant of Allah and his messenger, this is not a statement like that. This declaration is not like any other declaration, where we don't have any attachment, where we don't have any personal impact. In fact, this is a personal statement. This statement has personal impact. When I say Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah, that means I have accepted him as messenger of Allah. That means I receive commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal through him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That means I obey Allah Azza wa Jal through him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That means if I want to know the will of Allah Azza wa Jal, I know the will of Allah through Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That means I can only please Allah Azza wa Jal if I can please Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I can only obey Allah Azza wa Jalla if I can obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I can only follow Islam if I obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So every time we say Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu rasuluhu, we are acknowledging all of this. We are acknowledging that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is representative of Allah Azza wa Jal. We are acknowledging that Allah Azza wa Jal sent him for our benefit. We are acknowledging that the ilm of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is far greater than anybody else's knowledge. What all the people know together, collectively, is nothing. If we compare it with what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew. وَعَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمْ وَكَانَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ عَظِيمًا. And he has taught you what you did not know. Allah Azza wa Jalla taught him. Allah is the teacher, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the receiver is Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the teacher is great and the student is also great. We cannot even imagine what he has taught, and we cannot imagine what he has learned. So when we say Ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu, we acknowledge that the wisdom of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is far greater than the wisdom of anybody. And in fact, the wisdom of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is far greater than the wisdom of the all people collectively. If all people put together, they say something. If all the people, they decide something. They consider something to be good. They consider something to be bad. All the people together, if they consider something to be right, if they consider something to be wrong, all the people together, if they consider something to be appropriate, if they consider something to be inappropriate, put it together. If it does not match with what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it has zero value. This is the meaning of witnessing that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. A person who says Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the messenger of Allah, he witnesses this. That the aql of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the greatest aql. The wisdom of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the greatest wisdom. The judgment of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the greatest judgment. The people will have no perfect iman and no perfect belief unless they accept the judgment of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فلا وربك لا يؤمنون حتى يحكموك فيما شجر بينهم ثم لا يجدوا في انفسهم حرجا مما قضيت ويسلموا تسليما. Allah himself subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking oath and taking qasam that they will not believe unless and until they make you as a judge, they accept your judgment. حتى يحكموك, they make you hakam. Hakam yani somebody who makes judgment. Fima shajara bainahum, in all the matters of dispute among them. All the matters of dispute. All the matters of difference. Personal matters, family matters, business matters, political matters, matters of community, matters of nations. In all their matters, private matters, public matters. In all the matters, until they make you a judge, until they accept your judgment, لا يؤمنون, they will have no belief. They will have no iman. Because iman means accepting what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has brought. Not only that they accept, حتى يحكموك فيما شجر بينهم, not only that they accept, ثم لا يجدوا حرجا, then they do not have any hesitation whatsoever in their heart from what you have decided. They wholeheartedly accept your judgment. there is no even minor hesitation, there is no even slight doubt, oh, why the Prophet said such and such thing, why he said this, why he did this, or why he made this, no. ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا حَرَجًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ مِمَّا قَضَيْتْ وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا, and they completely surrendered themselves. أَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ is this, that the way we surrender ourselves to the will of Allah Azza wa Jal, we surrender ourselves to the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We accept the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as they are. If he says something halal, we accept it as halal. If he says something haram, we accept it as haram. If Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam likes something, we like it. If Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam dislikes something, we dislike it. If he approves something, we approve it. If he disapproves something, we disapprove it. We go as long as he goes, and we stop when he stops. This understanding of the Risalat, three principles which are repeated in the Quran: Tawheed, Risalat, and Akhirat. Tawheed, believing in Allah Azza wa Jal. Risalat, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal. Akhirat, that after this life there is another life. So Risala, Iman in Risala, is not only to know that he was the messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal, is to accept him as the messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal, and accept his authority as the messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal, and accept his representation as the representative of Allah Azza wa Jal. Accept it totally, and accept it with humility. Accept it with satisfaction of the heart and of satisfaction of the mind. This level is required. This level of satisfaction is required for the Iman. Forget about anything else afterwards. Becoming pious, not pious. Being pious, not pious, that is something else. This level of satisfaction is required. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Za qata'a al-imani man radiya billahi rabban wa bil islam deenan wa bi muhammadin nabiyyan wa rasula." He who is satisfied with Allah as Rabb, Allah is my Rabb, Allah azza wa jal, he will take care of my needs. Allah Azza wa Jal, he is the Rabb of the whole world, Rabbul Alameen. If he can take care of the needs of the whole world, for sure he can also take care of my needs. If somebody is running so many businesses and he has hundreds of employees, he is taking care of them, and one little employee is not a big deal. Allah Azza wa Jal, he is the Rabbul Alameen. He is the Rabb of the heavens, Rabb of the earth, Rabb of the mountains, Rabb of the oceans, Rabb of the sun, Rabb of the moon. If Allah is Rabb of everything, he is also my Rabb. So, it is not a big deal for Allah Azza wa Jal to take care of my needs. So, all my needs I present it before Allah Azza wa Jal. Ya Allah, this is my need. This is what I need. And Allah will take care of my needs. The person who is satisfied with Allah as Rabb, he will taste the beauty of Iman. He will taste the halawa, the sweetness of Iman in his heart. وَبِلْ إِسْلَامِ دِينًا, and the person who is satisfied with Islam as religion. Alhamdulillah, we are Muslims. Alhamdulillah, we follow Islam. Alhamdulillah, we follow the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. Khalas. Full stop, period. There is no need to look right, there is no need to look left. There is no need to find out what other people say, what this person is saying, what somebody is saying. No need. No need to find out and no need to worry. Oh, if we do this, what people say? If we say this, what people say? If we dress like this, what people say? If we eat like this, what people say? If we do business like this, what people say? No need. Because Obil Islam Deenan. This person is satisfied that Islam is the deen. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the method and manner in life. Allah Azza wa Jalla has chosen. Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum Wa Atmamtu Alaykum Ni'mati Wa Radhitu Lakum Al-Islam Deena. Today I have perfected you for my religion. And today I have perfected my blessing upon you, completed my blessing upon you. And I have chosen Islam for you as religion. Khalas. Allah has chosen this for you. No, there is no need to go here, there. Once a person is fully satisfied, he will feel the beauty of Iman in his heart. Likewise, a person who is satisfied with Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the Nabi and as the Rasul of Allah azza wa jal, he or she will taste the beauty of Iman in their heart. Wa bi Muhammadin Nabiyyan wa Rasula. The point I am trying to make is that Iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a big responsibility. It is a big honor, but it is also a big responsibility. It comes with heavy baggage. Iman that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a representative of Allah azza wa jal. Iman that he is the most beloved of Allah azza wa jal. Iman that he is the most knowledgeable. Iman he is the most wise. Iman that what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said or what he did is only true. Everything he has said is true. Everything he has done is true. And anything that would oppose what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said is 100% wrong. Anybody who would oppose what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said or has done is 100% wrong. No matter whom he might be. Even if the whole world gathers to disapprove anything which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said or has done, the whole world is wrong. The whole world can be wrong. In fact, in the history, sometimes you have the majority of the people wrong. وَإِن تُطِعْ أَكْثَرَ مَن فِي الْأَرْضِ يُضِلُّكَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. If you follow the majority, they will misguide you. Most of the time, the majority is on the wrong path. The people who follow the haq are only small. The people who follow the haq are only minority. May Allah Azza wa Jalla give us understanding and tawfiq to accept Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the messenger of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.